TalkRadio.com.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE superstar The Miz.
The greatest man that ever lived always liked a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Good evening. Merry Christmas, infidels.
With your host...
So, Ahmed, you're trying to impersonate someone? I'm Santa Claus, dammit! I look just like him. I'm jolly. And I'm fat-ish. You're not fat. I am if I'm a supermodel. Screw you, that's funny. You're fat. What happened to your big fat tummy? It's over there, and up there. You don't look anything like Santa Claus. Well, I sound just like him. What? I can do his laugh perfectly. Really? Yeah, you want to hear? Yeah, okay, here we go.
Lindsay Ward.
So, your disguise is this Christmas hat? Oh, don't say Christmas. It's a holiday hat. Why can't I say Christmas? You offend the other infidels. You're afraid of offending people? Yeah. You're a terrorist. You kill people. That's different. What? Killing folks is easy. Being politically correct is a pain in the ass.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
Happy Hanukkah! Not! Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made it out of dynamite.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ahmed, Santa goes, ho, ho, ho. That's what I said. Ho, ho.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Jingle All the Rack. That's right, it is our Christmas spectacular special, whatever you want to call it. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we are joining you semi-live because, well, this is recorded. After all, it is Christmas Eve, and we're spending time with our families. But we couldn't do a show, you know, or we could not do a show, I should say. Maybe a little bit too much eggnog. But we are coming to you semi-live over the airwaves of WildTalkRadio.com and Gerwick.net. I hope everybody out there that celebrates Christmas is having a wonderful Christmas Eve, and if not, happy Thursday.
Yeah, pretty much. Happy Thursday. That's the deal. this is Jingle All the Rack, the Christmas special spectacular, the thing we do for you all. And, you know, we go from really, really offensive to really, really classy.
I was going to say, we go from Ahmed the Dead Terrorist to...
Frank Sinatra.
Bing Crosby?
Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra. Even better.
Even better. Classic.
We go from a dead terrorist to Frank Sinatra. Because that's how we roll on this show.
I mean, it's Christmas after all. You might as well, you know, mix it together. And it was your idea. Well, you gave me a link. And it's like,
I was going to say, no. This was, Ahmed the Dead Terrorist was not my idea. He did the dreidel joke, and I sent it to you. And then you said, well, there's my opener right there. And I thought you were just going to put the dreidel thing in the opener. I didn't realize you were going to pull, like, the whole thing.
I pulled the whole thing. I made the whole thing about the intro. Yeah, you know, why not? What?
Nothing. First that, then Bray Wyatt stealing my Jack logo and putting it on his jacket and his t-shirt.
That you jacked from him.
That I jacked from him.
Yeah, we've been obsessing over for the last hour before recording this show. just saying. Actually, we've been obsessed over it since Monday, and we sort of came to a conclusion tonight, recording this show. It's like, oh, wait, that is the logo.
I should probably... put a little backstory on that. So, because we're not doing any news, we're not doing a regular show, we're just going to basically sit here and BS, do a little NXT, and then answer your questions for Ask the Rack a little bit later. But So to just kind of fill everybody in, because I'm sure I'll mention it again about 20 more times as the show progresses over the next few weeks, how about, I guess, over a little bit over a year ago now, year and a half ago, I drew a vector version of the Wyatt's logo that I took off one of their t-shirts that I had bought because I wanted a vector version of their logo and no one had made one yet. So I made one and I put it out there for people to download and use because it was like, hey, you know, it's high res. I can't charge for it anyway. So let me just put it out there as freeware for people to use. Monday night happens and hey, look, Bray Wyatt has a brand new shirt. And oh, hey, look, the logo looks kind of familiar. Well, yeah, it's the Wyatt family logo, except the lines on the bottom are curved. And if you look at the WWE version of the logo, they're straight. If you look at my version of the logo, they're curved on the left-hand side and on the top. So if you look at his shirt and you look at the logo that I've done, it's the same logo. And then tonight, we were looking at his ring jacket because we went, huh, well, maybe the ring jacket has the same logo as the t-shirt. Sure enough, it does.
Yeah, because we were kind of curious, because we figured he has his own logo, he would know what his own logo looks like, and it's like, huh, what if it's the jacket, too? So we're going back through the WWE.com pictures, damn you, WWE.com, for not giving us a clear actual look at it, and then we had to go back through the people who made the jacket's Twitter. We should plug them at some point. You know the Twitter, so we'll plug it here.
Kyla Customs, at Kyla Customs.
There you go. And it's like, wait.
At Kyla Custom Wear.
There you go. And we're like, wait, that really is the logo. Like, how come we didn't know back in February when he started wearing this jacket that, oh my god, it is the logo she jacked from them, redone, and now on his stuff. Yeah, this is what we do.
This is what we do on Christmas because, you know, I got off work. I was super hyper because I didn't have anything to do today. So, you know, I have lots of expendable energy for the time being because I've also had way more sugar than is probably good for me. And... because, you know, again, Christmas, that's all you do is eat sugar. And, you know, we've been kind of obsessing over the shirt, and then we came up with the jacket idea, and, well, yeah, now it's the same logo. So if anybody out there knows Bray Wyatt, tell him I said, you know, I give it thumbs up. Not that he would care, but I think it's pretty cool.
I thought it was pretty awesome that it happened that way, too, so...
We will personally accept payment if he'd like to come on the show and do an interview.
We will totally accept that as payment.
That's what I want Santa to bring me, is a Bray Wyatt interview. Please, somebody, anybody out there, please, somebody make that happen.
Yeah, somebody make that happen.
Did you know we've had Seth Rollins, we've had Kane, we've had The Miz, we've had, God, so many awesome people on this show.
Yeah.
Bray Wyatt would just kind of be the icing on the cake. Hey, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, well, that would be pretty cool. Hey, you never know. One day, could happen. One day.
Well, you know, I've been seeing signs for something good coming, so maybe, cross your fingers.
I will. I'll cross my toes, too. But that would be awkward to walk with, though.
Cross your legs, cross your toes, cross your eyes, cross your fingers, cross your arms, cross everything you can cross.
Okay, that's a little difficult, but we'll do as best as we can.
And then try to do a bunny hop.
I will try to do it if you try to do it.
Okay, later. When alcohol has been consumed, we'll do this, because it's not nearly as much fun as when you're sober.
Anyway, so tonight's the Christmas show. Just going to sit here, have some fun, and interact with you via the questions you sent in for hashtag AskTheRack. Thank you everyone who sent in some questions, and those who didn't, well, next year.
Well, for those who didn't, because there are some people we were waiting on to get questions into us, and they did not, any late questions we will do next week for certain people.
Yes, for Pop Goes the Rack next week, which will be our... Our New Year show, and it's basically a countdown look at this past year. We're going to give you our... top matches, top moments, top entrances, because why not? And top wrestler and top female athlete of the year, female wrestler, whatever you call it, diva. We'll give that all next week on the show. Pop Goes the Rack. Just like this, available via download on GoRack.net and Wild Talk Radio and RackRadioShow.com.
Yes, but, well, I would say this was the point where we would get into the news brought to you by PWMedia.com, TNAsylum.net, and Wrestling for Your Wednesdays, but, you know, we don't really have a lot of news, so...
Oh, we do have news. We can tell one story.
We can tell one story? Okay, we have one story.
Starting this Monday at 11:10 p.m. Eastern on the Monday Night Raw post show, we'll be on Gerwick.net as well.
Hey!
So,
we're moving on up, baby. Moving on up.
So there you go. That's our news, presented by PW Media and TNAsylum.net, the haven for TNA fans. Oh, the real piece of news is TNA is doing a live pay-per-view on, let's look at the Friday date, January 8th.
Yay, where at?
In Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, where they're taping all their TV.
Hey, at least they're taping TV, and at least they're doing a pay-per-view.
Yeah, it's called TNA One Night Only, live.
Wow, they thought real hard on that one, didn't they?
That was a very hard creative decision on that one.
Well, okay. To be fair, they have, they're not the best at naming things, so they went with the safe option here. Not gonna fault them for it.
Not gonna fault them for it. Other little things. London will have a Lockdown and a King of the Mountain match.
Why do they keep insisting on doing King of the Mountain matches? Why? It's like the most backwards thing ever.
Because they brought back the King of the Mountain championship.
That's still a thing?
I believe so. I don't even know who the champion is. I think Bobby Roode's the champion.
I don't. No.
All right,
sure, let's go with that.
We'll go to ImpactWrestling.com to figure this out before we take our first time out of the evening. Yes, Bobby Roode is the KOTM champ, so King of the Mountain.
That's a mouthful. But yay, Bobby. Go, Bobby.
Yay, go, Bobby
Roode.
The Wolves are their tag team champions. Tigre Uno is their X-Division champion and Knockouts champion, Gail Kim. Just so everyone gets a refresher course on who actually holds championships in TNA.
Because there is no World Heavyweight Champion, as they're still attempting to crown that. But go Ethan Carter III! We're rooting for you!
Which they will crown live on their Pop TV debut, official debut, on January 5th. They're gonna do the semis and the finals that night.
Yes, so go Ethan, go! But
this is where we take a break now.
Yeah, this is where we take a break because we don't have anything else. So, alright. When we come back, by the way, everybody, this is gonna be a short ish show.
Kind of.
Because it's Christmas and we know everybody wants to do other stuff, and so we're not going to do a lot. But yeah, we're still going to give you your money's worth. So you want to stay tuned because coming up next, we are doing NXT. We're going to tell you all about Sami Zayn's return in London. We'll let you know what else happened. Don't want to miss that. And coming up later in the show is Ask the Rack. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com for Jingle All The Rack, and we will be right back. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my social media alerted me of 12 straight days of great weather in Florida and 11 drunk hands from Tyler, 10 pornos downloading, 9 emails of Venus sucking, 8 cheating wives, 7 tweets I'll never read, 6 false stories, 5 RKOs, 4 friends that complain, and 3 Bible thumpers preaching, 2 tweets are tweeting, and a scene concrete turning. Never.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Wonderland.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow's glistening. A beautiful sight, oh, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is a bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. He's singing a song as we go.
And welcome back to Jingle All the Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com and Gerwick.net. Brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And, well, we're not brought back by NXT music. We have Christmas music because, as we keep telling people, it's the Christmas show. But we are going to talk to you just a little bit about wrestling on this show.
A little bit.
You know, we're still a wrestling podcast, more or less.
More or less.
So we're still going to, you know, discuss wrestling, and what better to discuss than Wednesday night's exciting NXT from London.
I think this is the last NXT we're going to get for like 2 weeks.
Aww.
Because next week is part one of the best of NXT for 2015, and I think the following week is the same thing.
Okay, I can kind of accept that because I'm probably not going to be sober next week, so...
That's fine and all, but no, because they don't go back to taping until January 7th, so that's why they're doing 2 best-of shows to sort of get through the holidays and then come back with a new show on the 13th. I could be completely wrong, but I think that's how it's going.
Yeah.
We'll see. At least I know next week is part one of the best-of. So now let's get into NXT again, as she mentioned, live-ish from London, England, taped right before the... Before and after the TakeOver special, which was amazing. Go back and listen to our review on last week's show.
Oh my god, TakeOver.
And tonight, we had a few exciting matches. It started off with Aiden English and Simon Gotch, the vaudevillain, who were dressed as Sherlock Holmes and Watson.
No, Sherlock Holmes and Doctor Who.
Doctor Who?
Yeah. Oh crap. I just blanked on his name. Bodybuilder guy. What's his name?
Bodybuilder.
Gotch. God, I cannot believe I blanked on his name. Oh my god, what is wrong with me? Gotch was dressed as one of the doctors.
See, the recap.
Doctor Who.
The recap I had said, Sherlock Holmes and Watson. So.
That's what they were saying on the show because I don't think they got the reference, but if you look at the scarf, it's clearly Doctor Who.
Well, there you go. I'll take your word for it because I'm not a Doctor Who fanatic like some people on. That we know.
Not a fanatic. I just know things.
You just know things.
Tumblr.
For Tumblr and a couple of our friends like TJ Omega and Kane Kittens.
Yes, just to name a few.
Just to name a few on that one. So anyway, getting back into the show. So it was Aiden English and Simon Gotch versus Wesley Blake and Buddy Murphy, along with the Evil Sparkle Fairy Alexa Bliss.
What's Christmas without the Evil Sparkle Fairy?
I know, it's only right. She was dressed up for Christmas.
Well, they were kind of like dressed up for Christmas and Freddy Krueger all at the same time.
Yeah, because they debuted the Freddy Krueger look a couple weeks ago, and this time she mixed it up with a little bit of green. You also had Mojo Rawley and Zack Ryder, the Hype Bros, and the team they all apparently came to see. Jason Jordan and, oh my god, Chad Gable, because, oh my god, they were all excited for Chad Gable. Oh my god.
Yeah, they were super excited for Gable. Like, super excited for Gable. Like, they just were all over that.
They went bananas for him. They were singing, they were chanting, they were doing it all for Chad Gable. And this was a hell of a four-way tag match.
This was a really, really good four-way tag match. They gave it a lot of time, went through it. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
I did, too. There were some big spots. We had a big dive over the top rope. It's clear Corey Graves does not like Mojo Rawley. Clearly, he has a thing against him. No, this was really good. Chad Gable and Jason Jordan picked the win. Jordan went wild with crazy suplexes and everything. I thought it was a really fun, really exciting four-team tag match. Because when you think four teams, like, that could get a little out of control. And it could get a little cluster, you know what, for a while. But this was done well.
This was done very well. Very enjoyable.
Very, very, very enjoyable. We got the promo from that was on WWE's YouTube channel where Asuka mocked Emma. I thought that was the greatest thing ever.
Bless Asuka. I love her so much.
Yeah.
Just her. And like Dana's like, I wish Asuka. And she shows up and it's like, oops, I've stepped in it. I'm just going to turn around and not look at her because I'm going to die. And Emma's just laying there like, just done. And Dana's like, we're going to get her. We're going to get her. And Emma's like, no.
Not now. Just Asuka doing the Emma dance. It's just the best thing ever. Emma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And singing the theme. Yeah, that was awesome.
That was awesome.
Asuka.
Yeah, Asuka is awesome. Ty Dillinger was talking about how everyone, this was supposed to be all about him. Now everyone is talking about the return of Sami Zayn. Every day in every way, Dillinger is a 10 as hell in his promo. It was a solid promo.
Very, very, very solid promo from him. I like that they're starting to push him and bring him into the spotlight because he's entertaining. I'm not sure about the perfect team gimmick, but I like him.
Yeah, he has some talent. We found the Wyatt Lovechild. He's back.
Wyatt Lovechild! Bull Dempsey! He's back!
Everyone was bull fit as he took on the Drifter, Elias Sampson.
If you blinked, you missed this. I felt kind of bad for Bull, but the Drifter wins in his debut match. No shock.
No shock, and I don't know about the Drifter. I don't know how far this is gonna go.
Reminds me of a more emo Jeff Jarrett.
Well, yeah, that's a good way to put it. Mix in a little rockabilly.
Yeah.
It just sort of, it's there.
I'm going to give it a chance. I mean, it's because try to give everything a chance, but just for me, it's like, wow, that looks like a really, really, really emo Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. Like, he's a decent wrestler and everything. It's just, I don't know. Problem is, I don't know how much legs this gimmick has. I don't know if it has a long shelf life, you know?
Yeah, I would agree with that. But we'll just have to see.
We'll have to see how far that goes. So as you mentioned, Elias Sampson picked up the win. We got more highlights from the tour and everything. We got a look back at the Nia Jax and Bayley match, which was awesome and very entertaining.
Yes, if you did not see that match, go back and watch that match. It was great.
And then, cover your ears, because holy crap, on a crap stick, the amazing pop Sami Zayn got as he took on Ty Dillinger.
Oh god, the roof came off that building. They were chanting, they were singing, they were super excited for Sami Zayn in his debut back on NXT after being gone for 7 months.
And before you continue, this was like 3 hours into this show, and they were still, because they had already sat through the first hour of the TV taping we just went through, and the 2 hours of TakeOver, and then it's like, oh, Sami Zayn! Holy crap, Sami Zayn, and these fans were just super excited to see him.
Yeah, Zayn was one of the people they had come to see. Zayn was absolutely loving it, he was eating it up.
I noticed he does things with his arm, but he doesn't do the big punches that he used to do in his entrance. He toned it back.
Because they probably told him to.
Yeah, and he's sort of like, I don't want to pop my shoulder again, so I'm not going to do the,
not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to throw the punch anymore, because
I'm not going to go crazy like I did before. He still throws a punch, but it's more low-key, and it's not straight up in the air. It's more too straight across. So it's like he's not popping it down, and it's not doing it on both shoulders.
Yeah, they basically told him, pull it back.
But he's still a ball of energy and a lot of fun to see. This matchup is basically work over the bad arm of Sami Zayn.
I like the little story that they told in this, that Sami was still hesitant. He wasn't sure if his shoulder was okay. There were some lingering issues. I liked just the small little story that they told in this match. It was really well done.
I would agree with you on that one.
But in the end, of course, no big surprise, Sami Zayn is triumphant in his return, and he was, well, verklempt after the match.
I like when you use that word.
Verklempt?
Yeah, but yeah, he did the big dive over the top rope. I was like, ooh, he lands safe, and he's safe. Sweet.
Yeah, is he okay? Is he okay? He's fine? Okay, yeah, he's cool.
He's cool. Hit the Huluva kick for the win. Yeah, he talked after the match, and, you know, he talked about how every time he's an upswing in his career, something, the nightmare happens, something comes crashing down on him. It happened when he won the NXT title, it happened when he faced John Cena Raw in his hometown. Tonight, though, the trend was broken. And more exciting things to come for NXT in 2016. And he ended with, we are NXT. Good stuff. I enjoyed this match, I enjoyed this promo. I thought this was a fun hour that flew by.
Yeah, it did. It really did. It made me very happy to see Zayn back. It hasn't been the same without him.
No.
He brings a certain energy to it that no one else can. And you always smile when you see him. I mean, really, you know, he's kind of like Bayley,
yeah.
Honestly. Let's be real. You know, Sami Zayn, he just has such a wonderful energy to him, and you just really love to see him. And he's such a pleasure to watch, and I don't even know what else to say about it. So it's like, now that he's back, it's, oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, pretty much. Now, we're going to throw a little bit of tribute to the troops in here, just for one little thing. Bo Dallas.
Dude, what? What was that? He looked like a stripper.
He looked like a stripper.
He looked like a male stripper. I'm not even kidding. He was walking around in his little white trunks that really don't fit anymore. And he had his little vest with the tails, and he had the hat. He looked like a male stripper.
Even had the cuffs the male strippers wear.
He even had the cuffs the male strippers wear. Somebody went to the porn store and bought that child an outfit. And so help me God, if it was him, I want video of that.
Yeah, yeah. We want Nikki Bella to take him to the porn store.
I don't care who takes him. I just want somebody to film it.
I agree with you there.
That he has to do it in character.
Yes, 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 he does.
Because it would be amazing.
I agree with you on that one.
It's the little things, the little stupid things that entertain me.
Yeah, same here. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's Bo Dallas. In his little get up. Did a little strut to the ring and everything. It was.
Hey, you know, he's owning it, and I can't fault him for owning it.
No, you really can't. You really can't.
It's like, you go, Bo. You go. You do your thing, man.
Pretty much, yeah. But yeah, that's our tribute to troops / NXT report, because they aired at the same time, so can't really keep full attention to both. Mainly focused on NXT.
Yeah, I think NXT was a little bit better, but NXT generally is a little bit better. I mean, it's like Tribute to the Troops is just a fun show that they don't really run storylines. They just kind of throw matches together. So the matches that were on Tribute to the Troops were perfectly fine. They were entertaining, but it's like, you know, NXT, it was a little stronger.
It was NXT in London, so yeah.
The crowd was insane in London.
If you haven't seen the crowd in London, yeah, it was pretty amazing.
I would agree with that, but I say it does it for this round, and we go to our second and final break of the evening.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, so when we come back, we're going to be doing, as always, Tweet of the Week, and, of course, we can't forget, Ask the Rack. So you're listening to Jingle All the Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Corn cob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said,
Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off
Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moment.
You will get your rematch! Put that man down! Your actions have consequences, and you know what? You're out of here! You're suspended! You know what? You're suspended indefinitely! Get out of my building now! Now get out!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not gonna sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles! Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axel Mania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air, don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Before the ball drops to 2016, The Rack looks back at 2015.
Hello, John. Now, I would introduce myself, but you know exactly who I am, don't you? And if anybody out there doesn't know who I am, well, quite frankly, those people are simply not worth my time in the first place.
Hold on one second. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to do this right. NXT champion, Kevin Owens.
We will count down the best moments in wrestling in 2015.
What does Bayley have in mind?
God! Here we go! Bayley to belly for the title! Bayley's got it!
Along with looking ahead to what is to come in 2016.
Here's your winner and the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion, representing the Wyatt family, Bray Wyatt!
Pop Goes the Rack, available on New Year's Eve, right here on RackRadioShow.com and WildTalkRadio.com.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
WildTalkRadio.com and Gerwick.net. You are joining us for our Christmas special, Jingle All the Rack. If you just joining us, you missed us being asking at the beginning of the show, dropping a bombshell about how the Raw Post Show is now going to be on Gerwick.net. You missed our review of NXT, but you are just in time for Tweet of the Week.
To be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
So I'm just going to put this out there here now. Whoever runs the DiGiorno Pizza, the Burger King, and the Taco Bell Twitters, I love you guys. It's entertaining as all hell. So DiGiorno Pizza, guy meets girl, girl meets pizza. Sorry, guy. DiGiorno Pizza. Just hear those sleigh bells ring-a-ling and pizza's pizza-ing too. Burger King. Algebra was invented by teachers to distract you from onion rings.
Yeah.
DiGiorno Pizza. Pizza is an energy field created by all living things. It surrounds us and penetrates us. It binds the galaxy together.
Okay.
Shh.
You saw what I picked up on.
Yes. Okay. Spoilers. Christy May tweets, Kevin Owens, if I have a sign for you next time, and if I have a sign for you next time, which is kind of an incomplete sentence, but Kevin Owens responds, make it bright red with purple lights and a penguin in 3D on it. Anything less will get torn to shreds. Apparently he was tearing signs to shreds at one of the shows.
Yeah, I have some tweets about that. We'll get to that.
So, DiGiorno Pizza. Let it snow. More like let it pizza. Am I right? Haha, wow. I need to leave the house one of these days.
Was that DiGiorno Pizza?
Yes.
They should tweet Becky Lynch to work on their puns.
They need to learn from the queen.
She is the queen of the pun. So, DiGiorno Pizza, go tweet Becky Lynch. At Becky Lynch WWE, I believe.
Burger King. At BK, everyone gets to keep their crown.
Ouch. Oh, yeah. Oh, the memes. The memes. This is
crazy. Oh, the memes.
So for those who don't know, Steve Harvey, I'm screwed up.
How could you not know?
Well, some people might be off the internet and not know.
Okay, you live under a rock if you don't know.
Yeah, so he screwed up. Apparently he's been invited back for next year to redeem
him. Wait, they invited him back?
Yeah, apparently.
Even though he was completely drunk?
Apparently, yeah. They want him to redeem himself, and I think he signed a multi-year deal, according to Tim, to do the show to begin with. So he's welcome back to it next year. He screwed up and called when it was the Colombia. He said Colombia won, and it was the Philippines.
Yeah.
And apparently France had a major problem with this, because no one voted for the Philippines, apparently.
Shenanigans!
The world of Miss Universe, it's all a bunch of shenanigans. It's like wrestling. Politics everywhere.
But less scripted.
Apparently when you have a script, you can't even follow it. So anyway.
Yeah. So Kevin Owens, if I don't walk out of here tonight with at least 2 Slammy Awards, I'm canceling Christmas for everyone except my family. To which he follows up, Christmas canceled. Everybody return the gifts you bought for people unless it's KO merchandise. Screw you all. Good night. Shut up.
Bah humbug?
Bah humbug. From Kevin Owens. Bless him. That's all I got.
There you go. Not SportsCenter. Cowboys playoff scenario. If Washington, Philly, and the Giants all fold their teams and Jesus returns to become Cowboys quarterback, they still won't make the playoffs. By Jesus, do they mean Tim Tebow?
Yes. We'll go with that.
Gregory Iron. Buff Bagwell. Buff Bagwell was a manager at ringside during my match tonight, and badass Billy Gunn was the timekeeper. What is my life? Not SportsCenter. Breaking. Dallas Cowboys have officially clinched a wild card bye. A division round bye, a conference championship bye, and a Super Bowl bye. Taking shots.
Because you can.
And he knew I was taking that one, because I found it on Saturday. Someone named Megan goes, how dare you tear up our Dean Ambrose poster, Fight Owens Fight? We worked hard on that, damn it. # WWE Winnipeg. It didn't look like you worked hard on it. I thought for sure Tyler had made it. Damn, Kevin.
Heal on, Kevin. Heal on.
Someone named Kristen went, you ripped my poster, and I'm a fan of you. # WWE Winnipeg. Kevin Owens replied, you had the wrong sign then. Deal with it. That's SportsCenter. Did you know that when the Broncos lost, the Bengals have officially clinched the right to go one and done for the 5th straight year? Ouch. Jim Weber. Breaking. Steve Harvey will be enrolling at the Derek Zoolander School for kids who can't read good and want to do good. Want to do other stuff good, too. Eugene. Nick did this more. Steve Harvey is now the biggest heel in all of entertainment. Pretty much, yes. John Gonzalez, me. I got you this DeMarco jersey. Merry Christmas. Mom, you were adopted. Aww. Gus Ramsey, we polled 100 people and asked them, what's the most embarrassing moment of your life? Survey said, not SportsCenter. Steve Harvey has announced the Dallas Cowboys have won the NFC East. Congratulations. Yay! Go Cowboys. Not really.
You're just taking shots. Like, you just held them all year, and now you're taking them all in one swoop.
This is the internet. I'm just relaying the things the internet tells me.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. This is not you relaying the things the internet tells you. This is you and going out and finding the things that the internet puts out there, and then you relay them.
just because I follow certain accounts and take shots at the Cowboys doesn't mean anything.
Did you hit your cap?
No, far from my cap. I only have like...
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 more to go. 7 more to go.
Okay.
I have a lot of tweets saved, but most of them are asked the right question. Not SportsCenter. Due to his actions on Sunday, Odell Beckham Jr. has been suspended for 1 game and sent to his room for a week with no TV or phone privileges.
Harsh.
Well, he was pretty much an asshole on Sunday, so it's rightfully deserved. Okay, keep it 5-star. Roman Reigns is already making use of that WWE World Heavyweight title money. He got a shirt with sleeves. Hashtag slam me. Hashtag raw. Freeman Booth. Kevin Owens didn't win breakout star of the year, but he's gotta win dad bod of the year. Right? Right? Hashtag slamming. Mick Foley versus Bo Dallas in the Miracle on 34th Street match. Hashtag raw. Hashtag slamming. Keep it 5-star. Pepsi commercials during Raw Coca-Cola sponsoring the Slammy Awards. The Monday Night Wars still exist. Keep it 5-star. The League of Nations looks like they have the most fun playing D&D at Rusev and Lana's place. Hashtag Slammy.
Well.
And one final tweet. I think you may know this person. Okay.
I may.
You may. From @TJOmega.
Oh my god, Omega made Tweet of the Week?
He made Tweet of the Week.
Dude.
Right? He goes, good news. Sting finally won something in WWE. Hashtag Slammy Awards.
Good one.
And that's Tweet of the Week.
Alrighty. So, now we do Ask the Rack?
Yeah, we don't have a fancy bumper, but it's Ask the Rack. Next year.
Yeah,
next
we're
year,
working on that for next year.
Yeah, we'll come up with one for next year. We'll come
it's
with
on the list of things to do.
Yeah, we have a list of many things to do. We'll come up with a fancy jingle for Ask the Rack. All right. So we asked you, the fans of the show, to come up with some questions. I'm going to randomly go through the questions I have in front of me. We've got 19 questions to go through.
Should I be scared?
You've seen a couple. You tell me.
Well, the couple I saw, they I'm okay with, but should I be, in general, scared?
No, you will be fine.
Okay.
All right. So, first question is, who are your favorite WWE superstars, past and present?
I have a smart-ass response for that, but it'll actually be nice.
Say the smart-ass answer first.
Do you listen to the show?
They could be a new person, you never know.
Okay, if you were a new person and you have never heard the show before, the answer is Bray Wyatt and The Undertaker, because technically he's past at this point.
You could also mention your love for Kane.
And Kane, yes, my love for Kane, my love for The Undertaker, my love for Bray Wyatt. For a moment, I actually marked out because I thought Tommy Dreamer was Steve Blackman, because I also really like Steve Blackman.
You like the Lethal Weapon.
I like the Lethal Weapon, especially him and Al Snow together. That was awesome.
Which, want to see this tie-in? I've been watching a lot of the 2000 Raws on the network at night before I go to bed, or as I'm going to bed, which is right around, it was like around the February-March period,
mm-hmm.
which was prime head cheese.
Oh my god, I miss head cheese.
So this was Al Snow trying to bring back his personality, bring out his personality. Yeah, they've been doing some skits together. It's like, oh, this is awesome. But yeah,
comedy gold.
The best thing they've added on the network lately is the Raw from 2000. They're awesome. Like, you see this young Stephanie McMahon and young Triple H being the, you know, power couple, but battling Shane McMahon and Vince McMahon and now Linda McMahon at the point I'm at.
Is she in the coma yet?
No, the coma's next year. This was when Stephanie and Hunter first got together.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I gotcha.
Gotcha. This is like, I'm like 2 months before Taker returns.
Okay, so you're right at the point where I start watching.
Yes.
Okay.
So they have the brawls where you first started watching, now on the network.
Oh, I need to go back and watch this.
So yeah, they've added...
I so need to go back and watch this.
So they've added some stuff, so I've been watching them at night, so it's like, very, very cool. So is that all the superstars from past and present for you?
I'm sure there are countless others. Edging Christian, Lita, Trish, Ivory, Jacqueline.
Oh, they had Trish's Monday Night Raw debut. I just watched that too.
Awesome. Yeah. Beth Phoenix. Right now I love Becky, Sasha Banks, Finn Balor, Sami Zayn. God, there's so many other. I can't think of them off the top of my head, but yeah, Bray Wyatt and the Wyatt family are numero uno right now.
This is where I go. Shawn Michaels, Triple H, DX, Edge and Christian was cool from the past. Wyatt family now. Friends and Punch people you just mentioned. Taker's cool. The Rock, Mick Foley, Rock and Sock Connection. How about that? Who knew?
Oh my god, it's almost like you took it from that.
Like Bray took your logo.
Right?
Tie in. See? But yeah, like I knew, mainly the NXT people, which apparently we have a question for here coming up. But yeah, so yeah, that's sort of that deal. Big Shawn Michaels and Triple H fan growing up, because they were the cool people back then. Of course, you gotta like Steve Austin as well. Can't forget about old Stone Cold, since we're talking about old Raws and stuff. Alright, so that's question number one out of the books. Number two, who is your favorite total diva?
Trinity.
Trinity is a good one.
She's the voice of reason on that show, let's be honest.
But technically, she's no longer on Total Divas.
We don't talk about that.
She's
still technically on the show in my heart, so...
Can I go Daniel Bryan as my favorite Total Diva?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Tie with Jimmy Uso.
Actually, you know what? Honestly, the men on that show are some of my favorite things.
Mm-hmm.
Because the men on that show are just hilarious. Except for John Cena. Like, Brian and Jimmy Uso are awesome.
If you get John Cena drunk, then he's entertaining on that show.
Yeah, if you get John Cena drunk and he actually relaxes, he's a fun, fun person to be around, you can tell. But, like, John Cena just, you know, he's like, oh, I'm on camera. I have to be all professional and such. But, yeah, Daniel Bryan and Jimmy Uso on that show are fabulous. Love it. But yeah, I would have to say my favorite Total Diva is Trinity, and they took her off the show.
They took her off the show. Natty's good up too. Natty's also a voice of reason.
Natty, I love Natty to death, but damn, she gets on my nerves sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you need to chill out. Like, she's got that type A personality, and I just wanted to, you know, just like throw things at her whenever that kicks in, because people like that drive me absolutely nuts.
Agreed. Who is your favorite NXT star?
Oh, Jesus.
Just to give one. Hey, we want some Bayley.
Yeah, Bayley and Zayn and Balor are top three. Out of them, it's probably Bayley. Love Bayley to death.
Yeah. Bayley. Bayley's awesome. All right, so question number four. This is a 1-2-3-parter.
Oh, God.
When do you think WWE will reach peak gender equality and give us a men's holiday battle royal involving risque Christmas costumes? Who would you want to participate, and what would they wear? So, to answer this question, because it's directed at me, apparently. No, actually, it's directed at you, so go ahead.
Okay, tuxedo match? Tuxedo match. I want my tuxedo match.
But they're not asking for tuxedo match, they're talking Christmas.
Yes! You wear tuxedos at Christmas.
At Christmas?
She said what they would be wearing, because okay. I know who asked this question.
Give a shout out to the person who asked the question.
High rock, paper, scissor, kick.
There you go.
Because she said it to me, so I know. I don't want to say your real name on air, so I'll use your screen name. Because
we're in the 90s, screen names.
Yeah, we're in the 90s, we're screen names. Well, you know, some people may not be comfortable with me saying, oh, hey, what's up?
I know.
You know, saying their real names on air, because some people don't like to use their real name online. They don't want to give it out. So it's like, you know, oh, hey, I'll use your screen name because everybody knows your screen name.
Exactly.
So, you know, trying to be polite here. But yeah, part of the question was, what would they be wearing? The answer is tuxedos. It would be a tuxedo match because, god damn it, I want my tuxedo match. In terms of when do I think WWE will reach gender equality and will get that type of match? 2060. Because honestly, I don't think it will ever happen unless Stephanie takes over completely.
If you had Stephanie McMahon from 2000 as the almighty booker, you would probably get it. Because if you remember Stephanie, she was a little bit crazy, a little wild back in 2000.
Oh yeah, she was all over that kind of stuff, but you know, they won't put the guys in those kinds of situations. I'm more thankful that the girls aren't put in those situations anymore, and the girls are now coming up, and they're slowly but surely getting that equality. I think when Hunter and Stephanie, or mainly Hunter, take over fully from Vince, we'll see the women's division make more strides than what it already has now, because I think part of what's holding things back is Vince and the cronies, especially the cronies. I don't think it's so much Vince, where they're kind of holding the girls back a little bit, and Hunter's trying to get them on that same level.
Right.
And so I think eventually the girls will be equal to the guys. They're they're making an effort down in NXT. You can tell that the women are taken exceptionally seriously down there.
Oh, yeah. And, without question, they are.
And that attitude will come up once Hunter takes over fully, but we have to wait for Hunter to do that. So probably, I would say, in the, maybe the next 15 years, if we're lucky. Because, you know, Vince is only 70.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird. Yeah. He's only 70.
And he's not showing any signs of wanting to retire or wanting to step down. So, you know, conservative Vince lives to be in his mid 80s to 90s. You know, that's another 15 to 20 years. So, and then it's actually probably closer to 25 years conservative, because it will probably, depending on where the product is at that point.
The product is society. You don't remember where society is at that point.
Yeah. So it's probably in the next 25 years, maybe. But I'm not putting any stock in that. I don't think they're ever going to make it completely equal. I think the guys will always be just above the girls, but the girls are rising in prominence again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is, I'm all for. I would honestly rather not have the guys and, you know, don't get me wrong, I do want a tuxedo match. Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, somebody could make that happen. Or Damian Sandow, somebody could make that happen and be okay with that. But I would rather the girls not have to do the bra and panties matches anymore and rise in prominence and have the guys get lowered to do those matches all the time.
All right, to flip this question around, right? What guys would you like to see in a bra and panties match?
Well, I've already seen Patterson and Briscoe kind of in a bra and panties.
They were in a bra and panties match. Yeah.
They were in an evening gown match.
Evening gown match, yes. That's what it was.
But I've seen them both in bra and panties. It was horrifying.
But current wrestler, who would you want to see in a bra and panties match?
Trying to think of who could pull it off.
You need someone who probably can jiggle a little bit.
No, we're not putting Odalis in bra and panties. We're not doing that to him. The poor child was already dressed up as a stripper's Uncle Sam, so, you know. All right, this is where we go to the all-powerful, the almighty WWE.com.
WWE.com. Yeah. By the way, you're listening to Jingle All Rack right here on Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. You can follow us on Twitter at Rack Radio Show, at Wild Talk Radio, at Linz Ward. This is me basically stalling for time and acting all professional with plugs.
You know what? Honestly, if you're going to do a male bra and panties match, Ziggler and Daniel Bryan.
Why Daniel Bryan?
Because it's funny as all hell to me, and I think he would honestly go for it. I think he would have a sense of humor about it.
All right, I'll give you that. I'll give you that one for Daniel Bryan. Yeah.
Ziggler would just own it.
Ziggler would own it. Oh, this is where I go back and look at something I did Evil Photoshop buys from a couple years ago.
We're not going there. We are not going to talk about that.
You remember what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, I do. Okay. I remember very clearly. As I recall, it's yellow and it has polka dots.
It does. Anyway, we'll move on from that one. Which wrestler do you think gives the best gifts? And who is the hardest to shop for?
I would say Dean's hard to shop for.
He's not. Wonder why?
Why?
Alcohol.
Nah, you can only get him so drunk.
But it would be, you know, you don't have to think about it. You know he would like it. If you think about it, he would be easy to shop for.
True. Kevin Owens would probably be difficult to shop for because he's so picky.
He's very, very picky.
In terms of who gives the best gifts.
Triple H probably gives the best gifts. He has the most amount of money.
Or John Cena.
John Cena, probably.
Or you know what? I would say Natty.
She probably puts a lot of thought into gifts.
She probably puts a lot of thought and a lot of effort. So she probably gives really good gifts.
Daniel Bryan probably gives you a donation somewhere.
I donated money in your name to this cause. Thanks, Daniel.
Here you go. This one is directed directly at you.
Oh, God.
For Atlin's word. Who or what does she think about Bray Wyatt and the Wyatt family in 2015 overall? Were they quote unquote successful?
I'm happy the family's back together. I think that was a smart move on their part.
I think that's the best thing they've done all year is bring back the Wyatt family together.
Yeah, bring back the actual family.
And actually Braun has sort of grown into the family.
Yeah, it took Braun a while to kind of assimilate into the family because they had to figure Braun out. And Bray and Luke had to figure out how to work him in because the act was originally based on Bray, Luke, and Eric. And they all did their own thing. But they all did their own thing together, and together it worked. And so they were together for about a year and a half before they ever got called up. So by the time they came to the main roster, they had the act down,
right,
and they could do it. And Bray and Luke together was actually really magical, and I would love for them to go back to that at some point and have Bray and Luke together, because they worked very, very, very well together.
Right.
But you brought Braun in because obviously Eric Rowan was still hurt at the time, and they had to figure out Braun Strowman because it's like, okay, well, Bray and Luke know what to do. Bray, Luke, and Eric know what to do. Braun is coming in brand new. They have no idea what his character is. They don't know what he's going to be. He's just this big dude in a sheet mask. So it took him a little while to work Braun in.
Once Eric,
the family.
Once Eric came back, they sort of worked in better.
Yeah, it's like everybody was kind of like, okay, well, he's just the filler for Eric Rowan until Eric Rowan comes back. And as time went on, it's like, we want Eric, because it's like, Braun's nice, Braun works, he's big, he's scary, but we want Eric because there's just something about the core three that makes the family. And it's the way, honestly, that Eric plays it that just makes it, because it's like you have Bray, who is just Bray, you have Luke, who's psychotic, and then you have Eric, who is this gigantic fluffy puppy that's like a murderous ball of fluff.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of the way I see Eric Rowan, is he's just this giant murderous puppy, and it's the way he plays that character, and he's so good at it. And then you have Braun, and you don't know what to make of Braun. You don't know who Braun is. You don't know where he comes from. You know, it's basically kind of the way that they started it was, it was almost like Bray Wyatt had never laid eyes on Braun Strowman before, which could be accurate. But overall, I think, I don't know if they're successful.
I thought Bray had a successful run in the Royal Rumble. Thought he did very well in the Rumble. I think from a personal standpoint, this was probably one of his best years, just for the simple fact that he got to work The Undertaker twice in a year, which not many people can say they do. For his career, he could have used a big win. Yeah, he needed a big win somewhere that he just sort of didn't get. But I think we're going to get to that point where in 2016, where he'll get that big win.
I would agree with that. I mean, there are things I would have liked to have seen Bray do that obviously he didn't do. There are things I would have liked to have seen the family have done that they, again, did not do. I think the feud with Roman Reigns hurt both of them more than it helped them. Especially since they drug it out and they drug it out and they drug it out, and they lost their way with it, because they started it out so nicely with Bray going after Roman's daughter, and it then from there they obviously backed off of it because Roman wasn't 100% comfortable with it. So they backed off of that and involved Ambrose and involved the Usos and just kind of lost that same heat that it had when it first started, because it was just that real jolt and just smack to Roman of, okay, well, I'm going to put you on the defensive right from the start, and let's see how you handle it.
Yeah. I think they creatively, they got handcuffed in that one.
Yeah. I mean, there was just nothing they could do about that. But in overall, yes, I would say Bray had a successful year. He had a good year. You know, like Rock pointed out, he got to face Taker twice.
And he got to do some great moments along the way too.
You know, in terms of his feud with Taker, his work with for Taker, especially leading up to WrestleMania, he did some of his best promo work that I've ever seen him do to date. Going against Taker, he's gone on record and said that that was his dream match. He wanted Taker at Mania, and he got his dream match. And you could tell that that meant a lot to him, because he was putting a lot of effort and fire and fervor into his promos and into that entire feud. And he did it all on his own, which that alone makes him pretty successful in my book. The fact that he sold that entire match, that entire feud on his own without any, you know, on-screen help from Taker. Like, they did the one time that Taker accepted, and the rest, there was nothing for Bray. He was just selling it as hard as he could. And it was nice to see them go back to it at Survivor Series, because, you know, I was there. But to see them revisit it and do the feud with Bray and Taker that we kind of got cheated out of at Mania. But yeah, overall, I would say he had a successful year. I think there were things that could have made it more successful, but 2016 is a new year. I think he needs a big win to solidify him. I have a feeling that given the present circumstance of WWE and the fact that they realize they need to make people, and now that Roman Reigns has been made, so to speak, I think you'll see that come for Bray. I think you'll see that come for a lot of people, because I'm a firm believer that, to kind of get off topic a little bit, that no one was going to get over until they got Roman Reigns over. Like, no one else was going to get over. It was just, we're pushing Roman, we're putting all our effort behind Roman, nobody else is getting over.
I would back that up.
And now that that's happened, now that they've gotten him over, now that he's champion and everybody's cool with it, now I think you're going to see people like Bray Wyatt and Dean Ambrose get pushed. So I look for Bray to have a bigger year in 2016. I look for the family to have a bigger year in 2016. I'm still trying to figure out Strowman and why he gets to talk and nobody else does. But because, you know, personally, I think Eric has some very delightful thoughts about murder, mayhem, and destruction that I'd like to hear, but we only get to hear about Braun.
And sometimes Luke.
And sometimes Luke, yes.
All right, we stuck the Wyatts in there. How about that? Hey!
It's not the Rack without the Wyatts.
Exactly. Now that Lucha Underground has an official second season, are you guys looking forward into watching it as well? Never watched the first season, just can't really watch the second season without watching the first season.
I don't know if I get the channel.
That's another thing. I don't know if I got the channel. I don't think I got the channel.
What channel is it on?
El Rey. I may have the channel now.
I may have the channel?
But I don't know.
I may have it. I know I've caught New Japan.
On Access,
really late at night. I've caught that, but I don't know if I have the channel, and I don't know when it airs, so that makes me an awful wrestling fan. I mean, if it's something of, if I knew where it was and knew how to find it, I probably would be looking forward to watching it, because I've heard great things about Lucha Underground, and from the little snippets of it I've seen, it's really, really, really fantastic. So I would say if I did have access to it, yes, absolutely, I would be excited to watch it. But I don't know if, one, if I have the channel, two, what channel it's on here, and what time it airs. Because I don't know what markets it's in. I'm sure it is, because I'm in a major TV market, that we probably get it.
So am I, and I don't know if I get it either.
I've seen commercials for it.
I've seen a commercial too, but I don't know. Like, it's one of those channels you don't know if you get, because it's one of those Spanish channels. But if there's a high demand for it, we'll actually go out and search for it, and maybe we'll do a show about it. Who knows? If you'd like to hear us talk about it, let us know.
Yeah, if you want to hear us talk about Lucha Underground, please let us know.
And we'll figure out ways to watch the show and talk about it. That's something you guys are interested in seeing. As I'm scrolling through my channels to see if I can find El Rey, and I can't find El Rey. All right, next one on the list. Do you guys think Impact Wrestling on Pop will be more successful than being on Destination America in the U.S. of A? I don't know.
I want it to be.
Alright, to go off a little bit on this one. Because stuff came out and it just made me interested. It made me shake my head a little bit. Number one, the president thinks they can do 1.3 million viewers. A little bit insane. She does a little bit crazy. Because the last show they did on Spike TV, not Spike TV, Destination America did $155,000 viewers at 11 PM slot. It was like 200,000+ on its normal slot. Couple weeks prior to that. Do I think it'll be more successful? It's tough because they've lost a lot of their audience. Because let's think about it. They were around 1 million people when they left Spike a year ago. And now they were down to about 200,000 people. So they lost 4/5 of their audience moving to Destination America. If they can concentrate on being who they want to be, because I think that's been their problem the last couple of years. They haven't been sure who they wanted to be.
Yeah, they've kind of lost their identity.
Because at one point in 2014, they were sort of trying to be, we're going to revitalize this, and we're going to bring certain things back to elements. We're going to bring back the hardcore element, too, because we're in New York. It's like, if you look at WWE, they don't cater to their audience most of the time. Whatever city they're in, they don't cater to that city. They just do their show. If I'm TNA, I would just continue to do my show. Problem is, I don't know if they'll have the money to be successful long-term, because you have a limited, right now they have a limited roster, and I hate to say this, because I want to see TNA do well. You've told a lot of the stories with the people on your roster. The roster hasn't grown enough to the point where you've been able to develop new characters, sans EC3 and sort of Rockstar Spud, but Rockstar Spud has a shelf life in terms of where, how far up the card he can go. You haven't fully developed a stable of new characters to tell different stories with, because we like Bobby Roode, we like Eric Young, but we've told those stories, you know what I mean? We've seen it all. And it's like, I think that's their biggest problem. They've never been able to, they were able to develop people in the beginning because they were new and fresh, and you were introducing Bobby Roode, James Storm, Eric Young, Abyss, and the likes to the audience in the early years, right?
Right.
They really haven't got that. They never grew that second crop. You know, they always kept bringing in old WWE guys and the legends and stuff, but they never grew the second crop. And I think that's their biggest that's their biggest fault. They never grew the second crop of talent that makes people go, okay, when this group is gone, who's next? You have EC3, but you don't have another.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things where they started to when they went in with OVW, and then they just never had the money to really complete it.
Because Crimson never worked out the way they had hoped. Because they built him for a year, and he just never got over to the point where they went, he's a guy. And he's no longer really with the company. So it's like, you brought in, you know, the Wolves, and you brought in so-and-so, Mr. Andersons, and the like. But the only guy who's really developed in TNA was EC3 in the last in the last 3 years. So that's their biggest problem in a nutshell. I hope they do well. I think Pop TV will be behind them more than Destination America was, because Destination America kind of fell in love with them fast because they just didn't fit their network. With Pop TV, I think they'll be a better fit just because there is no genre for that network. There's no predetermined fan base.
I think what's also hurting them is they've had a huge roster depletion, which is kind of going back to your point where they've lost pretty much all their top stars with the exception of Jeff Hardy and EC3. And let's be completely honest, Jeff Hardy is probably done with TNA.
He might have to have another surgery, and he was talking on Ric Flair's Woo Nation podcast. That woo came out really, really awful. That he thinks very hard about going back to WWE for one last run.
Yeah, get that one last payday, and then that's it, yeah. And that's what a lot of the guys are doing, is, you know, a lot of the ex-WWE and WCW is, it's like, well, if we can get back to WWE, we can get that last paycheck, you know, it's... Because it's kind of almost, if you love wrestling for the sheer love of wrestling, you go to TNA, which is what Gail Kim has done. She got her last WWE payday, and she's doing TNA purely because she loves it. You know, that's evident. You know, honestly, I think if Pop TV can get behind Impact and they advertise for it and they market it the way it should be marketed, and TNA can work out their financial troubles, then yes, I think they can be very, very, very successful. I know they're continually trying, but they have a lot against them right now because, like Rock said, they've lost a lot of their audience, they've lost a lot of their roster, they're having difficulty with their own brand identity.
Right.
And basically, I think they need to figure out who they are. They need to find that spark again. They need to find what made everybody fall in love with TNA in the first place and put that back. Because I think that's part of the problem, is they've lost that. Whatever that core was that made everybody love it, it's gone.
Right. Which apparently they're showing the original Asylum episodes on YouTube now on Thursdays. I may have to go back and watch some of them.
Yeah, I need to go back and watch some of those. But I mean, it's because I want TNA to be successful. I want them to get big again. It broke my heart. It really did when they got kicked off Spike TV. Because it's like, oh God. Because yeah. I remember when they went to Spike and the future was so bright and they were growing. And it's like, oh hey, you know, an alternative to WWE. Because that's what they are. It's an alternative. Because at the time, ROH wasn't available to me. NXT didn't really exist. So, you know, it's like, oh hey, it's something other than WWE to watch, because I came in at the tail end of WCW. I would occasionally flip over to Nitro if Raw was boring.
Right.
And then that went off the air, so all you have is Raw. So it's like, if it's boring, well, crap, you know, I don't have anything to kind of flip back and forth between. So it's like Impact was that alternative. Unfortunately, they tried to grow a little bit too fast.
Right.
And it kind of bit them in the butt. And now they're making up for that mistake.
Yeah, they are.
If Pop throws their weight behind them, yeah, I think they could be.
A successful year for TNA would be, one, not being canceled off another network, and two, growing their audience. Get back up to 500,000 viewers a week. That would be very respectable.
Mm-hmm.
Because you guys took off a really hard fall. They lost 4/5 of their audience moving to Destination America. If you can gain a quarter of that back, that would be a successful year.
And you just continue to grow that slowly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But I mean, it's all depend on what happens. You don't want, let's be honest. We personally, I think, want them to succeed. I know a lot of people don't. I know a lot of people want to see them go out of business and fail. People have been saying that since day one, that they want them to fail. But, you know, they keep chugging along and they keep plugging away and they're holding on and they're scratching and they're clawing. But I think for them, this is sort of it. This is the do or die.
There are no more options.
There are no more options because they've gone from Spike to Destination America to Pop TV. And, you know, Pop TV, that deal's sort of hinky anyway. But, you know, after that, basically you're paying for cable access. And if you lose, and we said this before, if you lose your domestic market, then your international markets are going to fall like dominoes. And if they lose Sky, that's it.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that one.
So, I mean, if they can be successful in Pop, if Pop throws their weight behind them and market them, which I've seen them doing, which is great, it's awesome, and Impact can slowly grow its viewership back and they can find their brand identity, I think you've got a winning combination there.
Agreed. Next one on the board. By the way, this is hashtag yesterday. Do you guys think once Ronda Rousey is finished with the UFC, she will join WWE in the near future? Near future is a long way off, but yes.
I don't know. I think she's going to do the fight with Holm, and that's going to be it.
She'll probably do that, but I think she has X amount of matches left on her contract.
So yeah, I don't know about that.
If she beats Holly Holm, she's going to continue.
Yeah, if she beats Holly Holm, she's going to continue because she'll win the title back.
Yes.
But if she loses to Holm again, I think that's going to be it for her. And yes, I do think she will go to WWE. I think Hunter will bring her to WWE. I think Hunter wants to.
But
she wants to do it.
Yes. But it won't be before 2017 if she's ever actually under official WWE contract. It will be as early as 2017.
Yeah, and they're going to have to do a lot of work with her to make sure she doesn't actually legit kill someone, because
that would be bad.
Yeah.
All right, what are your thoughts about the 2015 MLB World Series and the Kansas City Royals winning it against the New York Mets?
Go Royals.
Mets suck.
I'm not a Royals fan, but go Royals.
We're not a Mets fan because our teams play the Mets, and the Mets suck.
Hate the Mets.
Hate the Mets. The Mets suck. Boo Mets.
Especially him, because he's from Philly.
Yeah, them and their stupid big red apple in their stadium. Mr. Met. God, Mr. Met is no Philly fanatic. Philly fanatic is the man. Mets suck.
Is it even a man?
Who, the Philly fanatic?
Yeah.
No, it's a creature from the Galapagos Islands.
Wait, it's actually from a place?
Yes.
The Galapagos Islands?
Yeah.
So it's a turtle?
I guess it's a turtle, but it's a thing. That's where it's from. Anyway, hashtag you learn things. Hashtag facts. Anyway, moving on. Mets suck. Our team suck too, but that's beside the point. What do you think about the overall, quote-unquote, year in 2015 that Roman Reigns has had from January through December? If you're talking about accomplishments, he had a very good year. He won the Royal Rumble, he made a main event at WrestleMania, and won the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Kind of developed as a character. I guess you can call that a decent year.
I think Roman's had a good year. You know, it started with Superstar of the Year, he won the Rumble.
Controversially,
won the Rumble. He kind of sort of drifted after that because they didn't quite know what to do because they weren't expecting him to get booed, so they backed off him. They pushed Rollins instead. He kind of lingered. He did the feud with Wyatt, won that feud, and now he's back. He was back in the world title picture. They were pushing him again. They got him over, and he won the World Heavyweight Championship, only to lose it to Sheamus, and then get it back. I think that's a good year. I think Roman has improved leaps and bounds from where he started in the Shield. It's his wrestling has improved. His acting has definitely improved. His promo skills, he's working on it. He's better than what he was. I think he's still trying to figure out who he is. And that's been my biggest issue with Roman, is it's like the way that they write him is not the way that he needs to be written for him to get over as a face. And he's trying to figure out how to play it and how to be the character and be himself all at the same time. And I think he's finally now starting to figure that out. And he's finally able to connect with audiences. Obviously, you know, murdering Hunter helped. But, I mean, in terms of Roman, yeah, I think he's had a good year. I think he'll have a bigger year in 2016 if things go well.
I will agree with that. All right, moving along. What are your thoughts about the 2015 FIFA Women's World Cup event and the United States beating Japan to win it? Go U.S.
I think it kind of sucks that the women didn't get more PR or get more press back here at home, but go girls go. I mean, USA all the way.
One of the girls got a lot of press here. What the hell was her name?
She's from there, right?
Yeah, I forget her name, though. That's how much press she got. I can't remember her name. Because the name that's sticking out of my head is not the name. Because the name in my head is Abby Wambach, but she's just the one that just retired.
Yeah.
She's not the one that... I don't know. But they had a good year. They had a good run. People were excited. It was fun to watch. I remember watching the finals. It was cool. Them coming out of House of Fire. It was awesome. Next question. What kind of movies and television shows have you guys watched over the course of the 2015 year in general, though?
Once Upon a Time, Royals, Total Divas, a metric ton of HGTV, and all their programming.
Including Tiny House.
Oh, God, Tiny House. I hate that show.
I don't like the show, but I like the show.
I don't get the concept.
I don't get... Like, it fascinates me. It fascinates me why people would want to go into a tiny house. It fascinates me. And they go like, oh my God, I can't believe all these appliances are so small. I can't believe there's so much small space in here. Well, you're going to a tiny house. You really think you're going to get everything full size? No. You're idiots if you think that.
Yeah.
It fascinates me in the worst way for how stupid these people are.
Yeah. Gallivant,
which comes back. Big Bang Theory for me. I don't really watch that many other shows, because there's, like, I don't know, I get addicted to the HGTV shows, because she got me hooked on them. That's about it, nothing.
I'm trying to think of movies, and...
I watched Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs was good. Entourage was good.
Yeah, Entourage was good, I've seen that. I don't watch a lot of movies, because, you know, it's like, honestly, we watched Lockdown. Remember that? That was...
Special.
God,
I don't believe I watched that movie.
Seen Star Wars yet.
Haven't seen Star Wars. I'm trying to think of it. Like, there are movies I want to see, but it's like, I watched Trainwreck. Trainwreck wasn't bad. It was too long though. Like, the problem with movies is you gotta dedicate a couple of hours to watch a movie.
Yeah.
And, like, I can be doing other things with the 2 hours, so it's like, that's why I watch things, like, half-hour shows, because it's easy to watch. And usually half of it's in the background, so it's easy to watch, but the movie, you actually have to pay attention. So that's about it for movies. TV shows, Once Upon a Time, she mentioned, yeah, that's about it. Two Broke Girls, I watched that. Like, the thing is, I always try to find shows, but when you start getting into a show on, like, you know, network television, if you actually get into the show... It eventually, say you watch it from the beginning, the first season, and it gets canceled, you just wasted 6-7 months on a show. So I like sort of waiting till a show builds up. I think there's only like Two Broke Girls and Big Bang Theory are the only shows I watch from the beginning. That's about it. Everything else I catch up a couple seasons afterwards, because like, I kind of want to see if it stays around. What are the following Christmas like movies and television shows that you guys like to watch during the holidays?
Rudolph's
good.
Frosty.
Home Alone. Haven't watched that this year.
White Christmas.
Good one.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
It's always good. Christmas Vacation is always good. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I haven't watched that. Like, I haven't seen any Christmas movies this year. It's weird. Like, I watched Summer Rudolph. But that's about it in terms of it. Because usually for years growing up, they would show Home Alone. And I was like, awesome movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, sidetrack. No.
Tangent.
Kind of. I only saw a clip, a little bit of it. The video of Macaulay Culkin as Kevin McAllister grown up.
Yes.
What the absolute hell is that?
I don't know, but it was fantastic.
It's insane. He was insane. Like, legit insane. He's gone insane because of what happened to him. And you look at Macaulay Culkin now, it's like, wow, it's been a rough life for him.
Because, yeah, he could never make it work after Home Alone.
Like, he tried to be Richie Rich, and after that, it sort of just trailed off.
Man, I actually liked Richie Rich. I thought it was pretty good.
I liked that movie. I really did. I watched it probably 2,000 times over the years.
Like, I mean, it wasn't true to the cartoon, but they did a solid job with it. It was pretty good.
It was a fun little movie. What are the following Christmas-like music that you guys like to listen to during the holidays that you enjoy? Since she had to endure a lot of the Christmas music, what are some of your favorite songs?
Oh, Jesus. My mom has every Christmas song known to man. I'm just gonna throw that out there. Mm-hmm. So, when we were on assignment, I heard most of them. White Christmas.
Good one.
Again. Pretty much anything Mannheim Steamroller.
Good.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Good. I've played on the shows Jingle Bell Rock. Frosty
Jingle Bell Rock's good.
Frosty the Snowman.
I'm trying to think of what else. I like Oh Holy Night. I think that's a very pretty song depending on how it's arranged.
Mm-hmm.
And there are others that I just like to listen to, but I mean, and those are the ones that kind of spring to mind. Because I've listened to a lot of Christmas music over the last month because it's like day after Thanksgiving, bam, Christmas music goes on for my mom. And it's just like nonstop Christmas for like 6 weeks.
All right, there you go. What is the worst, best holiday gift you ever received? I don't know. Like, there's sometimes clothes are awful, but in terms of an actual physical gift, like, something other than clothes, I can't really think of anything that's a bad Christmas gift.
Yeah, I've had some pretty bad clothes. I remember being personally offended by a flat iron last year.
Yeah, I remember. I remember that. yeah, I remember that. I can't, like, off the top of my head, because like, I can't go back in my head, because usually it's like, what do you want for Christmas? Okay, here's what I want. Okay. So if I go way, way back,
I think I get more offended by just, like, people who put no real effort into it, you know?
Right.
Where they don't even try. They just sort of go out and get something, and it's like, they don't really ask you what you want. They don't really care. They just go out and buy something and give it to you, and they don't, you know, they don't care. I think that offends me more than, you know, someone that tried, because it's like, oh, hey, I really did try to get you something nice, and, you know, it's not to your taste, because sometimes some people are really hard to shop for, especially when it comes to clothes. Because clothes are really such a personal thing.
Right.
And it's such a crapshoot with people. So I think it's more just the carelessness sometimes. You can tell people just don't care. That offends me more than any actual gift. But I mean, yeah, the only thing that, in terms of worst, that springs to mind is a flat iron. Best?
I got a couple for best.
Okay, well, you do best.
I got an little air hockey table when I was young. It was awesome. And the game Crossfire.
Oh, nice.
Love the game Crossfire. Shooting little marbles. It was awesome. I love the game Crossfire. Anyone want to buy me Crossfire? Does this still exist? Is this still a thing?
I'm sure you can find it on eBay.
Probably. But Crossfire was awesome. It was an awesome game.
I'd save my computer.
Oh, yeah. I should mention that. I got an awesome computer last year. That's a good gift.
Yeah. Computer's probably one of the best gifts I've gotten.
Way back when, PlayStation. The original PlayStation was an awesome Christmas gift. Maybe PlayStation 2 if it was around Christmas. I can't remember. Yeah, that's about it. Alright. What would be your dream WWE job?
Graphic artist.
A producer of some sort? In a TV truck or something like that? I don't know. A TV truck fascinates me. Well, for some reason.
I actually saw an interesting job on their site one time, which is basically like a talent wrangler. Where you get the talent to all their appointments and interviews and everything like that. That could be an interesting job.
Yeah, it would be a stressful job, but that would be a cool job.
Yeah, it would be a stressful job, but that would be an interesting job. I would say graphic designer or art director or something like that. Something on the creative end of it.
There you go. What wrestler do you see getting fired next year?
Ooh. I don't see anybody getting fired. I see somebody leaving.
Okay.
I can see somebody like Zack Ryder or Curtis Axel or Heath Slater having enough and just deciding to leave.
I say Jack Swagger is no longer with the company after 2016.
You think?
Yeah. It's called a hunch. That's my bold prediction.
That's your bold prediction? Okay.
Alright. And our final question for hashtag Ask the Rack. What is your biggest wrestling grievance since it is the festivist time of year?
My biggest wrestling grievance is honestly against the IWC.
Okay.
We take this crap way too seriously sometimes, and we just need to get over it. And I mean, in terms of people getting pissy about who's dating who and bashing other people's girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever. You know what? What they do in their private life is their private life. That's not necessarily on display for you. If you know, that's great, but that's their life. You don't own them. You don't get to tell them what to do, who to date, who to love, whatever. So, you know, I understand you don't like the person, and that's fine if you don't like the person, but let's, you know, be a little bit more, I guess, adult about things sometimes.
Adult, respectful.
Adult, respectful, whatever, because I see a lot of stuff online. I just sit there and I kind of shake my head, because it's like, really? Really? And I've been there. I've done that. And I have to remind myself that I'm old and that I've been in the place that some other people have been there that are in now with their favorite superstar. So I get it. I understand that.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, at the end of the day, they're not going to marry you. They don't know you exist, to be really brutally honest.
No, they don't know you exist. They don't know you, you actually exist. That's the best way to put it. Yeah.
And, you know, honestly, at the end, it's better to accept that they're happy with someone than pretending that, you know, they're going to be happy with you.
I would agree with that wholeheartedly. My biggest wrestling grievance, I guess, is basically, I just want fans to, it's basically at the fans, wrestling fans, again, in our wrestling community, be more willing to accept new ideas. Be willing to accept new characters. Be willing to accept new people are being pushed at certain positions. Yeah, certain people are no longer around. Certain people, you know, get some of your favorites are no longer around. And maybe when they return, they'll be, oh my God, this person's back. But your favorites are, we're learning, don't stick around as long as they used to stick around. So be willing to accept new people. And if you don't like it, turn off the product. And don't bitch about someone being pushed ahead of a certain superstar. That's it. Grow to accept it. Find someone you like and hang on to them. If you don't like it, find something else to do with your time.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's... It's like I love WC, but it gets really tiresome sometimes.
Yeah, I would agree with you. It does get tiring sometimes, but, you know, that's what this is for, and this is the forum we got.
My biggest wrestling grievance with WWE is give Bray Wyatt a major win.
As it says in our Pop Goes the Rat commercial, a new WWE World Heavyweight Champion, Bray Wyatt.
Yep.
We'll talk more about that next week and as we look back at 2015 and go ahead and look ahead at 2016. It's next week's show.
It's crazy it's already 2016.
I know, but that's all the questions we got. And that will do it for Ask the Rack, and that does it for Jingle All the Rack.
Yes, it does. So tune in next week for Pop Goes the Rack on wildtalkradio.com and gurup.net. And, well, where can they find us in the meantime?
Oh, they can follow this show on Twitter at Rack Radio Show. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio. You can catch this program if you're listening to us for the first time on gurup.net. We air every Thursday, except for the holidays, 10 p.m. Eastern. On Thursday nights, we cover NXT. We cover all the news and discussions you can possibly handle. Rack Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern, returning live 2016 in week of January 7th. Saturday night, midnight-ish, is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, and the unusual. Follow our show on Twitter at CB Radio Live on Facebook as well. CBRadioLive.com. Hashtag Blame Rob when a celebrity dies. Usually on Sunday nights, it's Russell Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern. It is up in the air for this week. I think we're taking the week off. But as of taping, that is unconfirmed. But I believe we are no longer doing a show this Sunday. So check your local listings for time and availability. But usually Sundays, 10 p.m. Eastern at WTR Sunday night. Monday at Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. Now available on GoWork.net live on Monday nights as well. As mentioned, at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com, Wild Talk Radio Network. We're available on iTunes. Just search out The Rack Radio Show. Same with Stitcher, The Rack Radio Show for podcasts. TuneIn Radio, just search Wild Talk Radio Network, as well as the networks on iTunes. And Stitcher, just search out Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LANSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you'd like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitter. And don't forget to check out our very fine sponsors, pwmania.com, tnasylum.net, Wrestling Figure Wednesdays, youtube.com/mbg1211, and of course, the fine folks over at gerwick.net. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. This has been Jingle All the Rack. For everybody that celebrates it, I wish you a very healthy and happy Christmas. For those that don't, I hope you have a great end of your week and, well, enjoy your weekend. But till next week, for Pop Goes the Rack, we'll see you later. Bye!
We bring Christmas everywhere. In what this day means and what we believe, from the sandy white beaches where blue water rolls, snow-covered mountains and valleys below. Let it be Christmas everywhere. Let heavenly music fill the air. Let every heart sing. Let every bell